Yeah. I'd say it's not just important, but it's necessary. I think inherent to this problem of resistance is approaches that come from different angles that complement each other really well. And so we're definitely in the information and omics era right now. And to be able to understand and utilize the crazy amounts of information that we're generating about resistance rates, about the mechanisms of resistance, that requires people to be very well trained in the data sciences. It also requires people to be trained in the basic biology and microbiology of these organisms to really understand the mechanisms through which antibiotics are working or not working in the case of resistance. And there's a huge gray area in between with newly evolving fields that weren't there 5 years ago. So I'm thinking in particular about the recent advances of genomics and metabolomics that, you know, just 20 years ago would have been a pipe dream to generate the data that we have now. Now it's relatively commonplace, and the challenge is making sense of all that data. So that's where I would put, I would point the next generation of scientists to, is, you know, really trying to find a way to integrate new methods in ways that doesn't pigeonhole you into one discipline or another, because it's this reaching across disciplines that I think is where the hard problems in biology are going, which antimicrobial resistance is one of them.